Hello guys, and welcome to KCast, my podcast, where we talk about anything and everything. Today we're going to be talking about Strangerville, like I said before, and just like we do in every other episode about The Sims, we just read through it and we talk, and I know I'm very late. I knew when this came out, but I still want to talk about it, and let's just get into the episode. Okay, like I said, guys, we will be talking about The Sims 4 Strangerville. Now, this came out way back in, well, I think it was 2019. I'm not sure, though. I can't find the year it came out. Pretty sure it was 2019. So, but the game is usually $20 as in $19.99, but apparently it's 25% off right now, and so you can get it for $14.99, about $15. Just from the first paragraph that pops up, when you, well, there's a video to watch too, and you can go ahead and look through a couple slides. And it shows pictures. Oh, okay. The cool thing, I love Strangerville. When it first came out, I was watching all the videos on the mystery going on. And the conspiracy, do you call them theorists? Conspiracy theorists? The conspiracy theory people. I liked what they had on their head. It was really funny to me. And this one, but there was a few things in there. Some of the builds in there that I've heard had a lot, they're just pretty bad. Just some of the houses. But like the insides of them that just need a lot of correcting. And honestly, Strangerville was actually kind of scary too. Just the way how some of the Sims looked and looked almost kind of crazy. But we did figure that out. And then you got to figure out the mystery, and like I said before, some of the builds were just kind of strange, but they also did have a lot of cool builds in there, like the trailer. And let's just go ahead and start reading. So, The Sims 4 Strangerville. Start your investigation and solve the mystery of a desert town that holds a deep, dark secret in The Sims 4 Strangerville. In this anonymous town, Sims are acting strange for unknown reasons. Is there a conspiracy? Will this seemingly odd force possess your Sim? Uncover the story of the secret lab where Sims will encounter strange plants and interact with peculiar devices. Can you solve the mystery? Okay, now I'm pretty sure this is an expansion pack, right? No, this is a game pack. Okay. Okay, next it says a different world. Explore Strangerville, a rural desert town shrouded in secrecy. Encounter weird weather, creepy townies, dangerous plants, odd collectibles, and more. This is bringing back so many memories about like the strange plants. I think they're like, there's a picture of it right now. I think they're like coughing up stuff. They're glowing, I think. That was really cool. The Strangerville, that was so cool how you could solve the mystery. It added so much gameplay. I think a lot of players were happy with that too. Next it says, unravel the story. Immerse your Sim in unique and mysterious events. Unmarked vans appear in neighborhoods. Government agents use secret listening devices, and scanners are key in detecting the unusual. Crack the code. Have your Sims investigate using their military training, searching for clues to solve a mystery that lies within the secret lab. Suit up your Sim. Get Sims in the mystery-solving mood by gearing them up in desert-inspired clothing with military fatigues, or prepare them for the end with conspiracy-themed clothes, secret agent attire, and hazmat suits. Okay, I just want to say I did love, I mean, some of them were a little bit strange, but just how they looked, I really liked the character in their builds, and I think that was kind of almost, well, I think it goes off of a lot of Area 51 almost, the government section, but if you haven't played it yet, I don't want to say too much, but they have, here's all the, here's all the things that come in the pack. As we're gonna go through Create a Sim first. So first we have some women's shirts, which are, they're really cute. Hair, these are braids, more shirts. I'm not really liking this other one, but have some men's hair, jackets. Oh, so these are what do you call them? Oh man, I forgot. The people who fly the airplanes. I mean, I usually know the name, but I don't know if you've seen the pictures or the book of Amelia Earhart that I had. She had on the hat with the goggles, but it was, but there are things like that. Dreads. These hoodies. I actually really like this dress. But a lot of it almost seems very old time-ish or very southern and cowboy Texas-like. It's just, and some of them look really cute, actually. You just have a lot of these shirts and dresses, and some of the pants and shorts look really cute, too. But none of it too much I would put my Sim in. But it does go with the game. I won't say it looks bad. It's just not my taste. But it does go with the game. And it probably has a lot of gameplay. I would use it, but not for regular. Not if I was just in a regular world and I was just playing. But now we're going to look at the build mode items. And so far, wow, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things to go over. A lot. Okay. Whew. Gotta gather myself. I should have bought a bottle of water. Okay, first we have some steps, a computer, a lot of this stuff. I'm not even sure what this is. Oh, I think it's those things that maybe, I don't know where you usually find them, but I think they count how many people are coming in and you have to push the bar down. I'm not sure if that's what it is. I really can't tell. I think these are papers, stacks of papers, a lot of clutter objects. Oh, one of those things. If you've been in a museum, it's like, almost looks like a lecture, almost like a lecture stand, but it's not. It has like a piece of glass over it and it holds things, maybe like jewelry or something. Oh, you have these metal doors. Now, I forgot what this was used for in the game, but it's kind of like a cube. Yep, laptops. These are really cute. I'm not sure what this is. Is this a flag? Yes. Oh, I really love the windows in this pack. The windows and doors and things like that. They're really cute. That's what I was saying. I love the builds in there. Like the way the homes look from the outside. I mean, some of them I don't really know what they were thinking, but a lot of them I really like the boards and just how they looked. So I really love the windows. They have shutters and the doors are really nice too. They have gates. What is this? I'm not sure what this is. Oh, I think it's another thing that goes on the top of your house. Oh, I like this tile. They have new tiles and I'm not sure what some of this is. I mean, I've seen a lot of this before, but I just want to go back over it. Tables. I'm not sure what this is either. I'm not going to know what a lot of this stuff is, especially since it's like a strange pack. It's literally called Strangerville, so a lot of this is going to be quite strange. I'm not going to know what it is. TV antenna things that go on the top of your house. Air conditioners, flags, front of a truck. I'm not sure what this is. I love this. Oh, here's another thing that I thought was really cool. It's a bathtub, but it has plants in it, so I thought that was really cool. A lot of stuff. I really can't tell you what a lot of these things are. Lights, almost looks like laboratory lights. A lot of this stuff goes in labs. Chimneys, bookcases, more lab stuff. Oh, a shower. I think this is a TV, I'm not sure. Desk. More of strange plants. Lab. Almost looks like a bunker. Oh, this goes into more of the military stuff. what the military bed, and then doors, shelving units with clutter on it, lab chairs, a lot of stuff. I think this is, goes on your wall to make it look dirty. Cans of, I'm not sure what that is. Old airplane parts. Looks like a crash happened, I guess. I think this is all used in part of some of the mystery stuff, so that's why a lot of it looks a little bit strange. What is this? I can't explain what a lot of this is. Just a lot of clutter, walls, and things I don't know what they are. I think this is a rug. And from this looks really cool. I think this will bring a lot of gameplay. And I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. So make sure to share this with your friends. And maybe the next time we probably won't be talking about Sims. But we might be. If I don't find anything other than the Sims to talk about. Because I could go over what they have forever. And that's going to be it for this episode. So thanks guys for listening, and make sure to share with your friends, and that's it. Bye.